Sixers fans, the season is over in heartbreaking fashion. And if you're listening to this pod, I know you want to think about anything other than that devastating loss, Game 7, to the Atlanta Hawks. But I'm paid to go over and paid to talk about it. Here we are, Sixers Talk Podcast, presented to you by Women's University. Didn't have enough of him once, so he's back again. Chevy from the Baseline Times. Chevy, what's good?
Ben, this is the worst. This is the worst to be sitting here having this conversation with you, my man. This is wasn't how it was supposed to go. Oh, man. I'm a little disappointed. Oh, man. It's the window, man. The window. We talked about this. Oh, man. I think my frustration level for Ben Simmons has reached its peak. I think you were there last episode, but here we are, man.
So we're going to get in frustration with Ben Simmons. What do the Sixers do moving forward this offseason? Do they run it back? Do they make moves? We'll get into that. We'll talk about the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals, because as basketball fans, we still have more basketball to go if you can continue to watch after this Game 7 loss. But we're going to start off Game 7. Woo. Sixers 1 seed, Hawks 5 seed. I picked the Sixers in 5. I was proven wrong time and time again. The Hawks fans, if you're watching this, if you're listening, you guys are right. Roast me in the comment section. Go ahead. My feelings won't be hurt. Game 7. What happened? What happened, Chevy? What happened?
Oh, well, I mean, first of all, we talked about, you know, it's Trae Young, right? In my opinion, let's just try to make him beat, you know, he could, I mean, what was it? What are we looking at this box score before? It's Kevin 38. Like, it's crazy, man. Okay, so we got to the point where we try to stop Trae Young. He had like 11 points, I think, leading right coming out of halftime or something like that, man, if I remember correctly. And I'm looking at, you know, okay, the vibe, okay, defensively, a few pokeaways. All right, it's going to be a close one, Ben. What do we do here next? You know, Joel Embiid, the free throw line jumper looks to be working. I think that tied the game up. It's just a meltdown, man, and a little much stardom, man. The young guys, you know, Devin Booker played earlier today without Chris Paul. We saw what happened with that. And then Trae Young, and a fitting day on Father's Day, and their inspirations were Kobe Bryant, man. So, you know, shout out to both of those young guys, first and foremost. That's what I really want to do, is give my good credit where it's due. But, yeah, man, I'm just kind of speechless right now. I just don't know.
So, okay, I'll take it. I'm going to start off with the positive, since I'm always looked at as a negative Nancy, you know, a Debbie Downer. Positive. Seth Curry seems like the one person Joel Embiid trusts on the whole team. They have some good give and go, some pick and roll action. Joel is usually calling his own number and do what he wants. And it really seems like he's the only guy that he trusts on the team. I will get to the rest of the team next segment. But for now, that was the good. The bad. Trae Young had his worst game of the series. He's 5 of 23 from the field. So you think, oh, the Sixers got this game. Herter came up big, and he was looking for Seth Curry every time down court. And he was like, yo, I'm taking this shot, and no one's going to stop me. Like, Tobias, he dropped. He was in the 20s. He had, what, 21, 20? Yeah, well, 24 points. That's a good amount of points to drop in. He took 24 shots. That's not good.
Right.
That's not a max player. Ben Simmons, we'll get to the dunk and all that. It's like, it was that one sequence where it says, I don't know what Doc was doing with the rotation. What that lineup was with, was it Green, Harris, Howard, Hill, Harris, Howard, and Matisse out there, like, yo, what are you doing with that lineup? And it was just bad. It was stagnant at times. And Doc Rivers was outcoached by Nick McMillan. The Sixers were out-hustled. And I don't know how to say it and don't want to go back to when Jimmy Butler was on the Sixers, but Jimmy Butler is a perfect example of a guy that just wants to. Jimmy Butler is not more gifted than a lot of guys in the NBA. But what sets him apart is he wants to. He has that want to. A lot of guys on the Sixers right now don't have that, and they were just okay with whatever happened.
Right, right. I mean, with that being said, though, Bam, how do you – with the whole, you mentioning Doc and tying that in, is it Doc Rivers, or is it just, you know, Brett Brown and Doc Rivers going through the same motions with this team almost? Like, it seems like, right?
Oof. Doc Rivers is a better coach than Brett Brown.
Agreed.
The 7 years that Brett Brown was here and the 7 years Doc was in L.A., Brett Brown had a better playoff winning percentage than Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers gets a lot of people love him, respect him, because he seems like a great guy. He also has that one ring in Boston, which he has been living off of for a long time. Paul Pierce was going to leave before Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett showed up. That Celtics team won a championship because of Tom Thibodeau's defense. But his Lob City teams underachieved. The 1 year with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, they got him up the paint. They underachieved. The years he was in Orlando with T-Mac, who was arguably a top five player at the time, underachieved. Doc is a great guy, I just think. And the 11 playoff series he's lost in his career as a coach, he was leading at some point in that series, whether it was 1-0, 2-1, 3-1. His team has had the lead, and they've lost every time. It was his first year here, so they're not going to start a new head coaching search. The Sixers isn't that type of organization, but he needs to be held accountable as well with all the assistance they had. It just, yeah, a lot of this falls on the coaching as well.
Yeah, no, I absolutely, I can agree. I mean, and shout out to Nate McMillan. He took this job mid-season, man, and it's you know, I think what they went on an 8-game win streak after that at some point. He went 8-0 as, like, you know, his first head, you know, 8 games. And that's – kudos to them, though. So then we know that they were well-coached, a little bit better coach coming into this. So I would agree with – yeah, the coaching. I mean, George Hill got 21 points tonight, you know, off the bench. You know, I kind of felt like that was coming too, you know, watching the end of last week's, or, you know, Friday's games. So, but, you know, I think we're a little upset, man, here about Ben Simmons too. I think I've reached that point, man, where it's –
okay, we're going to get to that because I got a whole thing for that. We're going to start with this team still. Joel Embiid came out firing, started off very well, because I don't know if it was the talk about the officiating after game 6. He got fined. I don't know if he knew whistles would go his way. But then he disappeared for a while, a long while. And it's tricky. You don't know if it's the injury. I highly doubt it's Clint Capella and the Hawks defense, but he disappeared. So some of this onus falls on him as well, because you can't disappear in a game when you're the team's best player, arguably the MVP, when you think you should have been the MVP. As a lot of people in Philadelphia here believe he should have been the MVP. You can't disappear for a moment and for times like that. And he disappeared. Then at other times, the shot wasn't falling. And just one too many lobs when Trae Young would penetrate, that I don't know if he felt like he needed to help out and stop the lob or stop the floater, but some of this falls on him as well.
Yeah, exactly. And then, if you know, I don't know if you want to call it, you know, something that's fitting for this season, he turns the ball over there at the end, man. The one chance that they had, you know, and that's it, you know, goodbye. And I mean, man, look, it's encouraging to see the group grow and get better. And this season, I don't think a lot of people had Philadelphia as the number one seed in the East, quite frankly, maybe the top four, if we're talking positives first here. So, you know, defensively, I like the direction the team went, and then getting the two shooters in the sense of, you go out and get Curry, by the way. And then, you know, you have Shake Milton, who came in shooting well into the season early on, a guy that didn't look like he could make a jump shot in the playoffs last year. So that's promising. If we focus on a little positives here for you guys at Philly.
So, and this last point on Embiid, which is going to get me to the rest of the team. Embiid, you got the turnovers, did a lot better in the regular season, cutting down the turnovers. And I think that was him trusting other people when the double teams came. And some of these turnovers had nothing to do with a double team. It was just lazy and careless. 8 turnovers. Absolutely. Had 8 turnovers in game 6. That's unacceptable. It was big time. This is game 7 NBA playoffs. You're a superstar. You want to be an MVP one day. MVPs leave it all out there in big moments. We saw Kevin Durant play nearly every minute in game 6 and 7, left it all out there on the court, 2 40-point games. Saw Giannis play big in game 7. Booker in game 1, Devin Booker in game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. We saw what Paul George did without Kawhi on the court. We've seen Terrence Mann for the Clippers show up big. Like, big players show up big in these moments. Ain't turnovers, ain't showing up big. And that goes for Tobias as well. That goes for Ben. Guys are damn near max contract players. You got to show up big. But the entire team struggled with turnovers. If your star player has 8, the Sixers had 17, that's not get cutting it.
Absolutely.
They started off the series turning the ball over too much, and they ended it turning the ball over too much.
Yeah. And, I mean, depending on how hard you want to come down on him, Ben, Thibault's foul, he had a foul on Kevin there at the end. And 3 free throws, he knocked them all down. I mean, that's a crucial time. You can't just foul a 3-point shooter too. You know, I mean, youngster mistake, I guess, but still, you know, those little boneheaded mistakes too. A lot of that, you see a lot of that in this series, man.
So Doc, the questionable lineup, Howard, Harris, Thibault, Hill, Maxey was the 5th guy.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing. It wasn't much change. And it was just long off season, or not as long as it would normally be because of the short turnaround, not as short as last year. But the Sixers got a lot of things to think about after this bad loss.
Yeah. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about the Sixers, what they got to do this offseason. No, I'm not done yet. Tobias Harris, Seth, you got hunted. Seth got hunted out there by Herder. Probably the best redhead in the NBA, because I can't name any others on the top of my head. He hunted Seth, and Seth has it on offense, on defense. I just don't – if you take him out the game and put if you switch Matisse and you put in Seth on Trey, and it's just – doesn't sit well with me. I'm just sitting here. I'm stuck. I know the other night a lot of people didn't sleep well after game 5. Here the Sixers are entering the offseason, and we're going to go to this quick commercial break. We'll come back. What's next for the Sixers?
Start college, build skills, and complete your degree with Wilmington University. 100% online options and affordable tuition make WilmU work for you. Learn more at wilmu.edu.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Chevy. This is Chevy with me from Baseline Time, Sixers Talk Podcast. Sixers just got knocked out of the playoffs. Game 7 against the Atlanta Hawks, 103-99 final score. Woo! Sixers enter offseason, and all eyes was on this team on what happened next. They're running out of excuses, and I don't mean that in a condescending way. I mean, like, there's not many more excuses. They changed the coach. They changed the roster last offseason, got more spacing for the second time. What can the Sixers do moving forward? Daryl Morey's here now. It was Daryl's first year and Doc Rivers' first year. what do you see the Sixers doing this offseason to get over this hump? Because they still have not gotten out the second round since they started the process.
Man, this is a touchy subject, man, to be on the Sixers Talk podcast and to be on the outside. But look, man, the overreaction would be obviously, hey, it's time to shake things up for one of your all-stars, right? Like, and we're going to head that route and have a direction tonight. But in a sense, you know, but what's going on, you know, in regards to like the regression? Because Ben Simmons looked like at one point he was progressing to take a little bit more long range jumpers, taking jumpers completely, and then it just completely regressed this season, right? So is that something that's internal, you know, figuring it out? Or because we could basically sit here and talk about Ben Simmons, his scoring, his jump shots, just being more aggressive, getting to the basket, whatever his game needs to be. You know, we can't force him to be what he can't be. But at the same time, you know, that's the overreaction, man. It's basically trading away, I guess, Ben Simmons in a sense. But that's a super overreaction, man. Coming, if you're frustrated, I get it. Some Sixers fans are out there on Twitter right now. I mean, realistically, though, man, I like the team. I think that's obviously an area of concern. Figure it out internally. You got Curry. You got some shooters around Embiid. That's great. You know, Korkmaz. I think just getting a little bit deeper, man. Going out and signing some additional shooters off the bench. I want to roll with Ben. I'm saying, I don't know, man. You're not gonna like it, but I would roll with it one more year. Just looking at the way that the East is right now.
Oh, you can't roll with it one more year. It's been 5 years. It's been 4 years. But 4 years. 18, 19, 20, 21. Or 18 to 19, 19 to 20, 20 to 20. This is their fourth year in the playoffs together. I don't think you can roll with it anymore. I think this whole thing is just an indictment on the Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons partnership duo, and whether they fit or not. And even though it's more of an indictment on Ben Simmons, I don't think he's improved at all since he's gotten in the league. And if you didn't watch the game and you haven't seen the highlight on Instagram or Twitter, I'm sure someone's made a meme of it already. And Ben Simmons was on the baseline with Gallinari on him, did a spin move right under the basket, literally under the basket, and passed it to Matisse Thybulle, who got fouled and went 1-2 from the foul line. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that in the NBA. I've never seen that in college. I've never seen that in high school. I've never seen someone pass up an easy dunk ever. Like, he wouldn't have been fouled. And I don't know if that's in his head and a confidence thing.
Yeah, it's
I don't know if that was an F you to everyone saying he needs to be more aggressive or shoot more or whatever. But what I do know is inexplicable, unacceptable. That can't happen. Ben, you believe you're an all-star. That's not even playing like a role player. That's playing like someone that's completely shook in the moment. Elevate your game, whether the Sixers keep you, whether they move on. And NBC Sports Philadelphia, we had a bunch of trade suggestions that fans came up with. I don't think half of those are realistic, but whether it's here in Philly next year or wherever, if you want to be a superstar like he claims he is or wants to be, that can't happen. And Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons was the process, is what Sam Hinkie and the Sixers lost all those games for. And those are the two crown jewels or whatever. But it was to get two superstars. The Sixers have one superstar, two max players, and a bunch of role guys. Two max players, that probably shouldn't be max player. I don't know what they do with Ben Simmons. I think it needs to be an honest conversation about whether they move on from him or try to deal him for something, because you don't want to be stuck like the Timberwolves were a few years ago when Andrew Wiggins promised to get better, lock in on defense and things like that, and he didn't. Yes, Ben already got his max contract, but if Andrew Wiggins is scoring 20, 30 points in the game, you're probably not going to win. And that's not saying that's the same way with Ben. It's just not improving. Ben needs to improve to take the next step.
Yeah, absolutely. No, man, 110% agree with you there, man. And that's that's the frustration and disappointing part of you know, this is a closeout game. Like, this is where your stars show up. Like, Giannis and KD put on and showed you guys an example the night before. Even I believe I texted and told you, I was like, look, man, this is what Ben Simmons got to be watching. I mean, I know we know Joel's going to come out, right? And these are the moments that we remember about these all-stars and these superstars of the league. And he, you know, was getting these comparisons. Quite frankly, to me, he's just a guard that's like the Rudy Gobert version of a guard. It's just defensively great and everything else. You're just maybe even worse offensively than Rudy. So that's kind of disrespectful to Rudy in a sense. But, you know, it's just so unexplainable. Like the layup thing you just explained. It's basketball. Dude, we've seen you dunk it a million times. I'm speechless.
Five points.
In a closeout game.
2 for 4 from the field.
It's weird.
Yes, he had the 13 assists, the 8 rebounds. 5 points. And it wasn't a layup. It was a dunk. And he turned it down because
– it was.
Again, he's either shook or he doesn't care to get better. It's one of the two. And I don't know any realistic options the Sixers have moving forward, because the whole NBA world just watched this series and see this guy with on a close to a max deal, and that is scared of big moments. So you're not going to trade for him to be your centerpiece, to be your cornerstone of your franchise. So I just
– right.
If I'm Daryl Morey, I call Sam Presti of the Thunder up and see how many draft picks I can get for Ben Simmons, because they have every draft pick ever for like the next 7 years. But what would you do? Oh, no, you said you would run it back one more year.
I mean, look, man, the thing is what is out there? What's reasonable, right? Because you obviously guys got some weird trades. You know, everybody loves those weird trades. I do too. But like, you know, off the top of my head, like maybe Portland wants to move Dame Lillard, and now you got these rumors of Dame Lillard and a Ben Simmons swap, right? And it's like, well, does Dame Lillard solve the problem for you guys, right? And like, you know, that, yeah, he may be, right? So it's like, but is that realistic, you know, from not even looking at this stuff today? You know, where do you guys go? What do you try to, what direction do you go? What, you know, do you got to retool the team? It's, and then for me, again, it's just such a good, decent window for Philadelphia. It just seems like Giannis wants to start taking over the Eastern Conference, and he's rightfully showing that he can right now, right? So it's like you're in an arms race at this point because, you know, the Nets are still going to be around. So I think for the future for Philadelphia, you got maybe just that one more chance to just – but how do you – like how do you fix it, Ben? I don't have the answers, man. Like it's – how can I fix a guy that doesn't want to dunk the basketball when he's been doing it for a long time?
And he's 6'10". So I think a big thing with Ben is if he was paid like a role player, you have that cash to go get someone else. You can go get or sign like a better like role players, mid-level guys.
Right.
But he's on the max contract, so it just makes things tougher. And that's not how max contract players should play.
Agreed.
So the Sixers got to figure that out. They got a couple of guys, like they need to figure out if they're going to resign or not, or bring back Danny Green, Dwight Howard, Furkan Korkmaz. Of those three, like who would you bring back?
Man, I like Korkmaz, man.
Two of the three.
I like Korkmaz because I like what, you know, he's a proven shooter. I like what he was doing. I like when he was on the floor. I didn't really have any complaints, you know. What was the other two there?
Dwight Howard and Danny Green. Like, so I guess the Danny Green angle is like, would you move him to bring in like a Kyle Lowry? Because it was a bunch of talk to at the trade deadline, even though Kyle Lowry is a free agent on the sign and trade or something like that. Just move them for more pieces.
Yeah, I think you guys can forego. You keep Korkmaz, forego Danny Green, then talk about. I say Dwight in a sense because maybe as a security blanket for at times in the season that you maybe need to rest Joel or there's like an injury problem. I think Dwight stepped in greatly. When he went down for those couple weeks, man, you know, you just need a guy out there to defend, rebound. He did his thing. So Dwight's a little key to backing up Embiid.
So, like, Dwight was clutch to him when Embiid was injured. Mm-hmm. I think he averaged like 8.5 rebounds a game. The problem with Dwight is he can't be on the floor at the same time as Ben Simmons. So I think, like, because the eyeballs say it look awful, the advanced stats say it look awful, then the scoreboard says it looks awful.
Yes.
So
that's...
I think the Sixers got to – I don't think Dwight comes back again if Ben's still here. But who knows if Ben gets moved. The most important thing this offseason is figure out what they're going to do with Ben Simmons. Everything else falls second, whether Cork Miles come back, whether they keep Danny Green, whether they re-sign Dwight Howard. Everything falls on what happens with Ben Simmons moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, I mean, like, if Kyle Lowry ever considers coming back to Philadelphia, man, like, does to me, like, a move like that, you're kind of taking out the responsibility of Ben Simmons and his growth in a sense, right? It's like, hey, well, maybe it might help him. I'm not saying Kyle Lowry's Chris Paul, but, like, you know, it's I wouldn't want to bring in a guy to supplement what you can't do. It's like, hey, we need this next year, so like we got to get you in the gym working the jump shot, because if this doesn't happen, you don't realize that this doesn't progress. This jump shot doesn't progress. Not even the jump shot, just the offense doesn't, you know, progress for your game, man. We're not going to go anywhere, and your NBA like contract, or you know, not contract, but like lifespan goes from here to, you know, it's like who wants to pay a non-jump shooter in this league anymore? You know, it doesn't happen like that.
If you're tall, you will always have a job in this league.
Right.
If you're tall, like Zubac is still defend, out there.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's just, I don't know what that will look like. It definitely won't be a max player if he can't shoot.
Yes, exactly. You're not gonna open up the Brinks truck for you. But that's the point of like the league. It's just, man, you see guys that are 3-point shooters making money for a reason. You know, JJ Redick's, you know, can demand 15, 18 million a year just for 1 year, man, just because he can shoot the three ball, right? I showed that, I think it was like 5 years ago, the 3-point shooters were just all making bank. And that's the way, if Ben, it's not about money too, man, but at the same time, you're right, Ben. That's the problem I have with a lot of these playoffs, man. Some of these max guys either got injured or they just weren't performing. And kudos to the guys like Terrence Mann that are stepping up. Kevin Herter.
Yeah, speaking of guys stepping up, another thing the Sixers need to figure out is revamp the bench right now.
Yeah.
Going forward, definitely know it'll be Tyrese Maxey, Shake Milton, Matisse Thybulle. Whether they keep George Hill, they will definitely need more veteran leadership or veteran experience on the bench. It's way too early to figure out. I'm still like blown over this loss and how it went down. But figure out what they'll do with Ben Simmons, bring back whether they bring back Dwight and Danny Green or Furkan, figuring out two of those guys to bring back, then reshaping the bench. But the Ben Simmons thing, that is the most pertinent thing headed into the offseason.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, if you decide to move him, man, like, I think is the part that, like, it's what are you going to get in return from Philadelphia? You know, you want the draft picks from Sam Presti. Okay, great. But you got to, I think you have, like you talked about Friday, it was a lifespan on Joel Embiid. So, you know, I'm concerned about that too. You know, do you want to give it another 3-4 years? I mean, he's not 30 yet, so I get it. You know, maybe we wait it out until Joel's 30, but still, you know, it's let's not waste MVP years anymore.
Not. Sixers fans, got a lot of things to figure out going into the offseason. You guys are probably hurting like I am right now after that loss, so we're going to bring it up, move back up after this commercial break. We're going to talk other NBA basketball since we have the conference finals coming up. After this commercial break.
Start college, build skills, and complete your degree with Wilmington University. 100% online options and affordable tuition make WilmU work for you. Learn more at wilmu.edu.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Sixer fans, I'm Ben Berry, joined by Chevy from the Baseline Times. Our conference finals are set. The Western Conference Finals already played one game with the Suns edging out the Clippers earlier on Sunday. And now the Eastern Conference Finals is set with the Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Atlanta Hawks. And whoever had the Atlanta Hawks making it this far has probably come up nice on some money. But I guess the Sixers fans will be Bucks fans for the next week and a half or so. What do you see from these from the conference finals playing out? How do you see these two matches playing out?
I'll tell you something, man. It's not the matchup that I wanted to see because, first of all, in 2019, I was robbed of seeing Joel and Giannis in the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's not go down that route and talk about that semifinals. The bounce,
the quadruple bounce. Yeah, people.
Hurting for you. I was hurting too. But I was really looking forward to that, man, Ben, and just seeing those two guys go at it, especially, you know, they're the big men of the Eastern Conference that are kind of growing up together. So it would have been nice to see them too go head to head in the Eastern Conference Finals. But hey, whatever. We got the Hawks, we got the Bucks, and Giannis, dude. Giannis Antetokounmpo has just proven that he's ready to win and he's ready to move his game forward and elevate himself. All the great things that Ben Berry just told you about 10 minutes ago that we wish somebody else had. But I mean, that's awesome, man. It's great. It's what we want. At least somebody did it this year. Coming off a series, dude, you beat Kevin Durant, man. Like, a lot of these guys are Devin Booker, you know, if he goes on and wins, you know, that series, it's against a very good team too. So it's, you know, it's great. It's incredible that young talent's out, you know, outclassing a little bit here, man. But with that said, I go Bucks and I go Bucks and five. Going to be a little mean. I'm going to be mean. Bucks and five.
Okay. For any Hawks fans that are still listening to this to tell me how wrong I've been, I don't want to pick against the Hawks again because they just proved me wrong. The Hawks have the better coach.
That's true.
The Hawks definitely have the better coach, but the Bucks have the better team. I'm picking the Bucks in five. Hawks fans, I don't care that they just beat the Sixers. They're going to come in my DMs and message me about how, trust the process, blah, 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 you failed. You know what? Shut up, because y'all still haven't been good in any sport for most of my life. The Braves got one World Series over a 10-year span and a lot of just disappointment. The Falcons blew a 28-3 Super Bowl lead. And the other time they went to the Super Bowl, their man of the year was picked up for soliciting charges the night before the Super Bowl. Don't talk to me about Jack. So now that I got that off my chest, that'll make up for this game 7 loss. We got the Bucks winning. I think it's just too much. Giannis isn't going to disappear like the 6'10" star. Drew Holiday, I think he'll play amazing defense on Trae Young, and I see the Bucks in five. The Western Conference is going to be a lot of fun. Devin Booker put up a 40-point triple double, and any doubts people had that thought he was just a good player on a bad team before, I don't know what Chris Paul has come and brought, but it was clearly more than just leadership. Those guys are balling. Devin Booker is legit. If people doubted it before, is on full display. It's going to be a fun series.
Yeah, hands down. I agree, man. Yeah, I mean, I picked the Suns in 6 games, but it, to me, is cool to see how the Clippers have kind of come around the corner without Kawhi very quickly, right? and like Terrence Mann, Reggie Jackson, all these guys just stepping up in these moments. And going forward, man, in this series, I think it go back and forth for a while. Maybe, you know, tie up, maybe 2-2, and then finally Phoenix wins those couple ones. Hopefully it goes that way just to make it entertaining. But obviously Phoenix is the better team. I like the fact that Phoenix is a little bit more deeper as well. You know, maybe if DeAndre Ayton doesn't play a significant amount of the time down the stretch because there's a lot of small ball going on, Torrey Craig, you know, Sarge is coming off the bench. I know Cameron Payne had to start today. But
Sarge
Cameron
is coming off the bench?
I believe so.
I thought he was put in the ground after DeMarcus Cousins dunked on him.
Oh, man. Look, man. And DeMarcus, I totally forgot DeMarcus Cousins was on the roster. Honestly, man, it was weird because I remember him being signed, and it was like, oh man, it's right, they do have him. But I mean, hey, good to see him. I wish him well, though. I'm a DeMarcus guy.
Yeah, I'm a Boogie fan. Yeah, he's been playing spot minutes here and there. Like, I don't think he played against the Jazz at all in that series, and so he came out, he provided a spark for the Clippers, and man, he posterized a former Sixer, Dario Saric, in such a nasty way. I'm sure the meme of, hey, you guys want to see a dead body? And it's the dunk. So, no, the conference finals are going to be a lot of fun. I see the Clippers losing in seven games.
You going seven?
So,
oh, okay.
Yes. I see a Suns-Bucks finals.
Yeah, for sure.
Which I'm sure Adam Silver wants. Well, it'd be interesting. I wonder what the NBA wants. Giannis might be the biggest star left.
Look, Ben, that's the question mark that I think we're all at right now. So, like, I'm just riding it out. I'm like, really, that's the question, Ben. That is it. I've been thinking about that, like, almost. I'm not weird, like that, but almost every hour of my life, you know, waiting for these games to start. It's like, all right, what does the NBA want tonight? Are we going to see Giannis finally beat KD? It happens, right? And now it's like, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I hear you.
Well,
let's see.
Like, the LA and Atlanta would be the biggest media markets for the NBA, but the star wise, would it be Giannis versus the Clippers or the Bucks and Giannis versus the Suns? I don't know. For anyone listening, comment on YouTube, Apple, Spotify. Tell us who you think the biggest star left in the NBA is. Also, tell us what you think the Sixers should do this offseason, mainly with Ben Simmons, whether you run it back like Chevy thinks or if you try to move him for, I don't know, a pack of cigarettes and $10 to put on Pump 5. I don't know what you do moving forward. Before we get out of here, Chevy, what are you guys working on over at Baseline Times and the Shooter Pass podcast?
Yeah, man. You know, the conference finals coming up here. So we're definitely going to have to preview that. You know, we usually drop shows right now in between the little breaks of the different rounds that are going about, man. Definitely. We're excited this year because we also are still doing this podcaster bracket challenge. So you guys check that out. Ben's competing against us here. We've made like a March Madness bracket style, and we've thrown in like extra points in between. So, you know, I kind of talked about it earlier, but you know, the rules and things like that are baselinetimes.com. You can see it, our host on our front page there. But yeah, man, it's exciting to talk about basketball at this time of the year. So, you know, like yourself at Sixers Talk and all the other NBA podcasts, we just have a different style and blend there, man. And, you know, at Baseline Times, Instagram, Twitter, just follow me. And this is really fun, Ben, man, to sit down and have a conversation with a different market and just the Sixers, who I've enjoyed over the last few years. Obviously, in 2019, Sixers fan, I was heartbroken for you guys. I needed Embiid versus Giannis, and I was robbed of it again this year. Dang, Trae Young. Come on, man. And, you know, I wore this Kobe here, man, just on a Father's Day, you know, because I think it was very – you know, it's something, man. Just shout out to all the dads, girl dads, you know, boy dads, myself, son, dad.
Happy Father's Day, Chevy.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it, man. And, you know, just seeing the love today was cool, man. And two guys that Kobe had inspiration on, Devin Booker and Trae Young, man. It's, bro, I felt Kobe, bro. It was real, man. But, yeah, I love Kobe, man. So, rest in peace.
So, yeah. Sixers season is over. We will continue to come with Sixers Talk podcast throughout the off season. Check out Chevy and what they're doing at Baseline Times, Shooter Pass podcast. Great content. Trae Young and the Hawks beat the Sixers in 7 games and advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 50 years. 50 years. Put that in perspective. It was people that couldn't vote then. Jim Crow was a thing. Jordan wasn't even in college yet.
So this is a weird year.
Yeah, I wonder if Kareem was on the Bucks still at that point. Who knows? But this was the Sixers Talk podcast presented to you by Wilmington University. Will Mew Works. I'm Ben Barry. Follow me on Twitter @IamBenBarry. Same on Instagram. Follow Chevy @BaselineTimeChevy. Twitter and Instagram. Catch you guys later. Peace.